Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Pacers didn't get the Father's Day gift they wanted as they learned yesterday that All-Star forward Paul George will no longer be interested in being a Pacer after his contract runs out at the end of the 2017-2018 or next season. Pacers found out yesterday and confirmed through George's agent Aaron Mintz that the Southern California native would not be seeking to stay an Indiana Pacer. Now what? All the plans the Pacers had put together on how to surround George with pieces capable of winning a championship, winning the Eastern Conference, have gone out the window. Now what's on paper? Everything. Trade him, move him, build around him anyhow. The biggest issue was the Pacers had no idea this was coming. League sources have reported through multiple outlets covering the NBA that this caught the Pacers completely by surprise. And if it caught the Pacers by surprise, I could only imagine what it did to Pacers fans. This was the same Paul George who did an interview after a charity softball game last week and said, "Hey, I'm a Pacer. I'm under contract. I'm here. I want to win championships. I had dinner with Kevin Pritchard after the season ended, talked about how we're going to put things together." Obviously, I'm paraphrasing here, but you get the point. It didn't sound like a guy that wanted out of town. It didn't sound like a guy that said, "No comment. I don't want to talk about it." He's out there talking about it. And now you find out that he's gone and wants no part of being a Pacer moving forward. And with George's agent confirming all this, the Pacers essentially lose all leverage they have for any trades, any free agent pickups, any draft day moves, because the other teams in the NBA know that Paul George wants out and he wants to head to Los Angeles. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The 117th United States Open is in the books, and for the seventh consecutive major, it is a first-time champion who lifts the trophy, but maybe not a name you thought going into the week would be that said champion come Sunday afternoon on Father's Day. First-time champions, maybe Ricky Fowler, maybe Hideki Matsuyama, even Justin Thomas, who set a course record and U.S. Open record with 63, 9 under par on Saturday. But it wasn't one of those usual suspects. It was another big hitter, this time 27-year-old Brooks Koepka. The former Florida State Seminole dismantled Aaron Hills. He hit 29 of the last 30 greens in regulation. He tied Rory McIlroy's all-time record in relation to par at 16 under. Even though Aaron Hills played at a par 72 this week, Koepka destroyed it. He didn't shoot higher than 70 for the week and put three rounds in the 60s, including his final round 67, to take home his first major championship. Part of the story this week was who wasn't there. Of the top 12 ranked players in the world, 8 of them missed the cut. And for the first time in history since they've been tracking the official world golf ranking, the number 1, number 2, and number 3 players all missed the cut. Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, and Rory McIlroy all went home early. Masters champion Sergio Garcia finished T21st. 2015 U.S. Open champion Jordan Spieth was T35. But with low scores, plenty of birdies, and plenty of players under par, it was different. Brooks Koepka won't mind. Reds are on the radio tonight in Tampa. Pregame at 7 p.m. right here on the airwaves. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.